Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living virtual celebration. Our service is available for viewing also on our website, www.cslsr.org. Our music today is provided by Christopher Fritchie, Cricket, Gary Lynn Floyd, Karen Drucker, and closing the service today, we have something very special. We have some vintage One Heart Choir footage. So be sure to stay tuned through the end of the service to enjoy our One Heart Choir. If you are visiting with us for the very first time, we're so glad you tuned in. To find out more information about the Center for Spiritual Living, please go to our website, www.cslsr.org, and I'll remind you about that address later on in the service again. Today's message is brought to us by someone who needs no introduction to the local community, and you'll get to meet him for the first time if you're visiting with us. He is Dr. Kim Kaiser. Now, it is time for us to tune in to our inner presence, to let outer activity come to a rest, and to let this next hour or so be a treat. If we were sitting together at the Center for Spiritual Living, we'd be sitting quietly and allowing the music, the meditation, the prayer, the affirmation to sink deep into our heart. Our prayer today is given by Reverend Sayota Bell. So after this moment of silent meditation, she will lead us in spiritual mind treatment and we'll read together today's affirmation. I invite you to take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, begin to sink into a moment of quiet contemplation. Welcome.
We live, move, and express ourselves within the one heart and mind of Spirit. And at the same time, Spirit is alive at the heart center of our being, so that no one is ever alone. We are all part of the oneness and wholeness that is the divine, that has made up all of creation and all beings everywhere. I speak my word for those connected with this service and for our world. Each of us is held in love, compassion, and healing. And we have the ability to speak from our hearts to the divine. And as we express our feelings, Spirit makes each moment fresh and new, so that no matter where we are or what we're doing, We are resourceful. We are creative. We move forward as one in freedom, health, and vibrancy. I know that our center, our community, our children, and our world grow in deeper understanding of this truth, that we are guided and protected. We move through each day in ease and grace. I am thankful for the one, the power, and the presence. I release this word, and together let's say, and so it is. Good morning. I'm Sciota Bell, a minister at the center. Please read with me today's affirmation from our Beyond 2020 Spiritual Vision Book of Affirmations. Today, I give up the idea of divinity as something far off and distant. I reaffirm that my mind is a center of divine activity within the mind of God, and I focus on the many ways I can express that through my actions, intentions, and words. And so it is. Thank you.
Behold, the kingdom of God is within you, not just a place to get into someday, far away. Be bold, it's something that you can tap into, a strength that'll help you to get through each day by faith. Oh, oh, behold. Believe, the kingdom of God is at hand, within each woman and man. Believe, receive the truth that is setting you free. The miracle in you released, receive all. Realize, open your eyes, behold, the kingdom of God is within you, not just a place to get into someday, far away. Oh, be bold, it's something that you can tap into, strength that'll help you to get through each day by faith. Oh, oh, behold. Somehow, reach down inside you and find a love that's been there all the time. Somehow, right now, somebody's broken and sad. They need you to give what you have right now. Oh, realize, open your eyes, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. It's not just a place to get into someday, far away. Oh, be bold, it's something that you can tap into, a strength that'll help you to get through each day by faith. Oh, behold. Behold, the kingdom of God. Oh, oh, oh.
be whole. Love you.
Good morning. It's good to see you again. Even though we're not physically together, it's wonderful to be together in mind. And where our attention is all on the same thing, and we're sitting together no matter where we are. This is a new way of living, and we're getting used to it slowly. Because if you're like some of my friends and me, what you most want right now is to be able to get out of the house, to be able to talk to people, to be able to explore, to roam, to discover new things. But as you'll see, this topic is about, this lecture is about the whole idea of discovery through recreating your life. That's the title of the talk. It's part of a book by Ernest Holmes called A New Design for Living. And the design for living that we're looking at is how to live in that world of discovery and of freedom and of movement and of sitting as appropriate, but having it all available to us. The French poet and writer Marcel Proust said, "The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeing new sights, but in looking with new eyes." We want a new experience of our lives, not just geographically, not just in terms of freedom of movement, but in fact, we want a new experience of ourselves. We want a new experience of this world. It's there. It's part of our nature to somehow recreate our experience of our life. William James, who is a wonderful 19th century philosopher and psychologist, and whom I'll be giving a class about in this summer, said something very interesting about the life that we find ourselves living. He says that when you reach the end of your life, or merely reflect on it, you'll discover that your experience of life is exactly equal to what you have paid attention to, whether by choice or default. And he said that indeed our experience is something we choose. He said, "Our experience is what I agree to attend to." So indeed, we do choose what we give our attention to, and it determines the quality of our life, the quality of the experience that we call our life. And how do we go about choosing? What is it that causes us to agree with things? Well, there's something I want to speak about that I think at this time, when we're using the internet, when we're getting our sources of experience through electronic means quite often, that there's something to be aware of. And it's this, that we are living in a battleground that is fighting to get your and my attention. It's been going on for quite a while, but we've reached a new peak in it. And that's what I'm going to discuss a little right now. As one writer says, we live in a time that we could call, a new species has emerged called Homo distractus. And you can tell a member of the species because they have a ever shorter attention span, known for compulsively checking their devices. And to bring it more personal, who has not recognized themselves in this description? Many, many of us do. Who has not sat down to read an email only to end up on a long flight of ad-laden, click-baited fancy and emerge, shaking his or her head, wondering where the hours went? What is it that leads us into this time of distraction? Advertising in all its forms has been seeking our attention for many, many centuries, literally. From snake oil to the modern internet, our attention is being sought and used and sold. Let me explain. One of ad from 1922 for a shampoo said, "All around you, people are judging you silently." And this was the beginning of a new era of advertising where we were no longer just convincing people to buy our products. We were beginning to use social pressure to get people to pay attention to your product. And then it was discovered that flashing signs, bouncing icons on your computer screen, little pictures of cats and beautiful people attached to internet links, colorful images of all kinds, babies, monsters, all work very well to get your attention. And then your attention, our attention, is kept through what's called in psychology behavior modification. It's you reward people for doing, or beings, animals, for doing what you want them to do. So anytime you receive a message which is directed at you, either in your imagination or directly, whether it's positive or negative, a bit of an endorphins are created in your brain. So you're rewarded for paying attention by whoever is showing you the image. They even know how to show the images in intervals so that you will be likely to follow what they are wanting you to follow. This is a kind of behavior training. It's used for animals and it's used for people. And indeed, once your attention is had, then you are led down a path of things which catch your attention and catch you again. And then you are trained to go wherever you are led. And this is a difficult thing to resist. So the really important thing to know, though, is that once your attention is captured through endorphin rewards, then your attention is sold to others. This is a big industry. It is perhaps one of the biggest in the world. And it is indeed, there are people who buy your attention. And that's what is happening in so much of what the internet has now become. In fact, you become hypnotized in a certain way by this returning of the of being led by endorphins. You know, if you have a hypnotist, it's really good that you trust the hypnotist. But what if you have a hypnotist who works for unknown third parties? That's something to be aware of as we're all using the internet more and more. Your attention is also captured when you aren't paying any particular attention to anything. there's something that I've always loved to talk about, that in the DMV, going for my driver's license, there was a question. I don't think it's there anymore, but this was the question. Have you had any lapses of consciousness in the last 6 months? Well, as I was reading it, I was saying, well, how about while I'm reading this sentence? There is this idea that you're supposed to be aware all the time, that you're supposed to be conscious of everything, and that that is what's required in order to function in the world. Well, that's unrealistic, but it is also important to understand that when you are having lapses of consciousness, when you are distracted, that you're not really able to pay attention to what's going on for you and for the world. And to add to it, in the internet world and in advertising and selling in general, it turns out that negative images and negative messages attract your attention more quickly and more cheaply than positive messages and positive feedback. So it's a bargain to get your attention with negative images and negative feelings and thoughts. It's not that people are malicious or trying to create that state. They're just trying to save money. So what happens is if you live in that world without paying attention to the source or where it's directing you, then you are led into fear. And in a crisis like right now, with people all around you feeling fear, your mind is on too many other things for you to pay attention to how fear is being used. As Eckhart Tolle said, you should know that your thoughts, especially your thoughts of fear, most of them happen to you. They aren't your own thoughts. You need to be able to not be captured by these attention-getting activities and be able to look for your own thoughts in the midst of everything else that's grabbing at you and your attention. My Zen teacher, Suzuki Roshi, used to encourage himself when he was reading, which he loved to do, to put down the book and turn to some other activity. He said, I really enjoy reading, and I know that the activity that I'm going to turn to is likely to be as rewarding for me as reading. But it's really hard to turn from one thing to another. And he said that's the very essence of spiritual practice, to not have your attention captured and focused on a stream provided to you without your awareness. There's a saying in the Course of Miracles, your attention is God's treasure. And when I'm talking about God, I'm not talking about, I don't have to use the word God. I can use life, I can use spirit, or I can use reality itself. But the point is that which is real, that which is the real activity, the real thing happening, wants your attention. It wants you to know it all the time. You know, it's important to take care of yourself during these times. It's important to follow the guidelines. But it is not important for you to follow the voices of fear which rise around them and which echo all around you. My wife, Reverend Joyce, used the analogy of when it's raining, you take an umbrella. You take something to keep you dry. But she says you don't spend all your time thinking about the umbrella. You don't spend all of your time thinking about the rules and the dangers of the rain. You just go about your life knowing how to take care of yourself. Michael Beckwith, one of my favorite teachers in science of mind, said something that is very important. And it made me sit up and pay attention when he said, you don't really have or need superpowers. But then he said, wait, you do have a superpower. You can put your attention on what you want to. You can turn it just as Suzuki Roshi did. And Ernest Holmes said, a trained mind is more powerful than an untrained mind. Notice when you put your attention somewhere that what happens when you do that? Maybe you've heard that when you're trying to choose a partner or a friend, choose them on the basis of who you become when you're around that person. That's a good way to choose technologies too. Learn to put your attention on what is valuable to you. And attention has this characteristic. You can't pay attention to everything, but you can choose what you pay your attention to. And you may get distracted, but you can come back to that focus and you can continue to choose it. But as William James pointed out again, you have to withdraw from a lot of different stimuli, a lot of different trains of thoughts to focus on what you want to focus on. Michael Beckwith again said, you know, when you're reading the newspaper, actually newspapers reading is for professionals. Don't be distracted by the thoughts that are deliberately being aroused in you. When we give our conscious attention, we are powerfully affected by it and others are powerfully affected by it, both consciously and unconsciously. Because we live in one mind and feel each other deeply. People feel the touch of your attention because we come from the source, the same source. And they feel it not just in thought, but in the body. William James had this very poetic phrase. He said, we are like islands in the sea, separate on the surface, but connected in the deep. Now, in this time, call someone and tell them that you're thinking of them. Express your love. Give them your attention. And if you do that, as you do that, you are returning your attention to peace and not fear. This is a time in which our society is being remade, recreated. We're doing it through this experience. Our ways of life are changing. Something new is being created. It's in fact the power of the internet, which is finally being revealed to us. And we can use it and benefit from it if we are paying attention. And let me say this too. In this time of chaos, confusion, new strengths and powers are arising in us because there's a need for them. We teach that, in fact, not only are you loving, but you are love. You may say that I'm not a loving person. I don't feel that love. But in times like this, if you're aware of the movement of spirit, you will find that spirit is moving through you and that your relationships with other people are changing, your appreciation of them. You don't have to take care of them only if you are called to do that. But it's not through taking care of them that you give them the greatest gift. It's by giving them the attention that they need and the appreciation that they need. There's a new you coming forth, a new you that spirit is revealing. You can direct your attention to that which is moving now. Do you see new opportunities, possibilities arising? Shift gears, slow down. Listen with your heart to the infinite. You have something of unique value to offer to thousands or to a few. Be innocent, We don't know what it is that is coming or how we should be. Just be aware. Let go of control. Let yourself be moved by this arising of a new life and this discovery of a new way of being. Let me close with a treatment. I know right now that the one who is listening to this word is living in each one here, because it is the place in each one here which understands, which knows. This is the one mind alive in each one of us. And we come from that source continually, always have and always will. Therefore, everything that is needed for us to discover new territory, inside and outside, is right now emerging. The eyes and the ears are changing. And we are listening and seeing with a new eyes and ears. I give thanks for this awareness, for I know it is the movement of spirit living and feeling itself and loving its life as us. So I release this word and allow it to manifest, knowing that as I do so, it is being done by that one, the one who is always here as each of us, always revealing itself in ever new ways that we discover together. And so it is.
Thank you very much, Dr. Kim Kaiser, for that beautiful message. And now it is time for us to turn our attention to gratitude, to our practice of circulation, where we think about that which we are grateful for. And we do that just as we enter into the practice of supporting our center financially. It's a giving and receiving. Thank you to everyone who has sent in donations through the mail to our address. And if you would like to make a donation, and we'd be so grateful if you would, you can do so online through our donation portal. The address is below. Our music for our offering time is brought to us by Karen Drucker.
You're a part of me. You are the face of God. If you don't know the sign language, it goes like this. You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. You are the face of God. I hold you in my heart. You are a part of me. You are the face of God. You are the face of God. Now think of someone you love and say, you are the face of God. Now think of someone you have a little issue with. You are the face of God. Now think about yourself looking in the mirror. You are the face of God. Just breathe that in. You are the face of God. Last time. You are the face of God.
And now it's time for our community announcements. The most important announcement is to invite you to go to our website, www.cslsr.org, because the information in these announcements may go by too quickly for you to write everything down. For example, on our homepage, there is an article entitled Stay Connected from Home. If you click on the article, it will take you to a place where you can learn all of the ways that you can stay connected virtually to your spiritual community, the Center for Spiritual Living. Wednesday night meditation is now taking place on Zoom. It's called Inviting the Sacred, 6 to 6:45 p.m., and everyone is welcome. And these are important numbers to have during the shelter in place, and you can find them on our website again. You can find someone to pray with you. You can also listen to a recorded inspirational message and spiritual mind treatment, or you can set up to have a telephone virtual hospital visit or home visit, or you can get grief support at our website, www.cslsr.org. If you're looking for something to do on Wednesdays at lunchtime, consider free lunchtime learning. We used to gather at lunchtime and bring a bag lunch. Now you can bring your lunch to the Zoom call. Next week, April 8th, the topic is, what's the big deal? Everyone is welcome. If you need to take a time out, Thursdays, you can join Reverend Tara Steele on Zoom for a time to sit in stillness and connect. That'll be available every Thursday from 11:45 to 12:30 p.m. and the link is on our home page. Sunday evening conversations are continuing virtually now on Zoom. This evening, you can join Maggie Cole, and her topic is Now is the Time. I didn't put the time for Now is the Time on this slide, so you'll have to find that out on our website. Saturday morning meditation is also available on Zoom, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Everyone is welcome. If you're looking for a 12-step support group, in your Science of Mind Center for Spiritual Living community, we have that too. It takes place on Tuesday evenings, 7 to 8 p.m. We invite you to make a habit of visiting our homepage, www.cslsr.org, where we update information about our virtual activities and where you can learn that we are here for you. Remember to stay tuned for our One Heart Choir vintage footage and also a message from one of our community members. And now, Won't you know with me that you are never alone, that Spirit is right where you are, that you have only to look within at any moment to know that you are guided, sustained, and empowered by a presence that expresses its love through your love in this world. In deepest gratitude, let us live our lives accordingly so that in everything that we do and say and think, we honor and express this love of Spirit within. And so it is.
Welcome to all of our friends at the Center for Spiritual Living, Heidi, who is filming, and myself, Steve Jones. Our kids, Ginger and Rusty, are sending everyone loving kindness. And just remember that in life, that there's impermanence, and this pandemic is going to pass. So please practice loving kindness to everyone that you see. Have compassion. Be in service where you can. And I'm looking forward to getting back on the stage with my fellow musicians to play music for all of you. And most of all, I'm really looking forward to getting back into getting my weekly hugs. So we hope to see all of you very soon.
Hello, everybody. Heidi here on the other side of the camera. Just hoping everybody stays well and stays sane during this time. Okay, see you soon. Bye.